Census data also show that Native Americans marry out at higher rates than any other group in the U.S., but the Eastern Shoshone of Wyoming require tribal members to be at least a quarter Native American. That requirement may mean a loss of both population and identity, as Wyoming Public Radio's Tristan Ottone reports.
Amanda LeClaire pulls up a photo on her computer of herself and her boyfriend, Martin Antonio Diaz. They're standing in front of a lake, surrounded by trees. The two met when one of LeClaire's sorority sisters introduced them 3 years ago.
So this one, we were in Fort Collins with my friend, Gabby. That's the one who introduced us.
At the time, LeClaire was getting her bachelor's degree at the University of Wyoming. Diaz was working at a local restaurant.
Well, when Martin first met me, he thought I was Mexican. And so he was really kind of like, why don't you speak Spanish? And I just was like, I just don't. Like, why are you asking me that?
Diaz's family calls Jalisco, Mexico, home. LeClaire grew up on Wyoming's Wind River Indian Reservation and is an enrolled Shoshone tribal member. That means she meets the blood requirement to be a Shoshone citizen. After dating for a while, Diaz says things got more serious.
We kept like staying more and more and more regularly, and we finally just decided that, hey, well, why don't we get like our own place and see how things work out, and so far so good.
They've discussed marriage, kids, and the future, but here's the rub. LeClaire is half Shoshone. If she has children with Diaz, their children will only be one quarter Native American. That's the minimum amount of blood required to be enrolled in the Shoshone tribe. So if their children marry someone non-Native as well, the grandkids would technically not be Indians. It's an issue that troubles LeClaire.
Because I'm not going to teach them, you know, you need to marry a new person. Because, you know, after a quarter, your kids can't be enrolled. And I don't want to teach them that. But I kind of have wondered, like, is that going to be an issue? Or, you know, am I going to feel kind of sad if they end up having kids with somebody else?
And there's a high chance that will happen. Over half of all Native Americans don't marry other Natives. By way of comparison, according to census data, nearly 95% of whites marry other white people, and over 85% of African Americans marry other black people. And there are consequences to intermarrying. Deborah Donahue is a professor of Indian law at the University of Wyoming.
The protections and benefits that go to tribal members or to people who qualify as Indians on the federal side can be significant.
Such as access to free health care, education, and land ownership. It can even affect child custody cases. For many tribes, continuing high rates of intermarriage could become a huge issue in the future. For tribes to remain as fully functioning nations with governments, Donahue says they need to have a population.
But if a tribe were concerned about losing population because of intermarriage, they could adjust their membership requirements to ensure that they maintain membership. But that's really a cultural choice for the tribes themselves to make.
And many have. For instance, the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma allows anyone who can prove they are a tribal descendant to become a citizen.
This is on my birthday from like 2 years ago, I think, or a year.
Despite the numbers, blood requirements, and federal regulations, Amanda LeClaire says that being Indian is more than blood. It's culture and something that Martin is embracing.
It is nice for me. Like, I really appreciate that they teach me a lot about their like culture, or like take me to ceremonies or like special events that they have up there. So that's really nice.
I think if he wasn't as understanding, maybe you would see it more as marrying out. But since he is really respectful and is just kind of like, you know, he's willing to listen, he's willing to learn, I think it's more incorporating.
When LeClaire thinks of her future kids and grandkids, she says knowing the culture and having someone to love is more important than having a tribal identification card. For NPR News, I'm Tristan Ottone in Laramie.